Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You just don't understand, says Deborah Tannen of Men and Women in Conversation in a book by the same title. Dr. Tannen is a linguistic professor, and the book is an outgrowth of trying to help men and women understand each other. She is convinced that men and women don't really understand each other, and furthermore, they don't understand why. The reason behind this, she believes, is that men and women grow up in different cultures, as much as growing up in two different worlds. And though we as men and women speak the same language, our understanding of what the other gender says is often much different. Both men and women attempt to interpret the other in terms of their own gender. The result is often confusion and misunderstanding. Effective communication, she believes, has to be cross-cultural, cutting across the barriers of misunderstanding as we use the same words but mean entirely different things. Boys and girls, says this often quoted linguist, grow up in what are essentially different cultures. So talk between men and women is cross-cultural communication. She continues saying, a cross-cultural approach to gender differences in conversational style differs from the work on gender and languages, which claims that conversations between men and women break down because men seek to dominate women. In our generation, the attempts to produce equality among sexes only further obliterates the fundamental differences between men and women. Much of our inability to understand each other stems from our failure to accept the fact that God made men and women different, emotionally, physically, and even spiritually. Our failure to communicate effectively is only compounded by our ignorance of our emotional makeups, which Dr. Tannen describes as cross-cultural. Males, by virtue of their nature, pursue independence, and dominance is all part of that status quest. Women, on the other hand, want intimacy and connection, and this is fundamental to understanding each other. Little boys play games which produce winners and elaborate systems of rules that are frequently the subject of arguments. Little girls, on the other hand, tend to play in pairs. Best friends are important to girls, winning to boys. While both boys and girls tend to want their way, they go about it differently. The end result is that they say the same things but mean entirely different things. Men are problem solvers. Women want affirmation. When a woman asks, "What do you think about something?" she's asking for an opinion, a starting place for negotiation. But men offer a definite solution, an attempt to fix something. His answer is negotiable. But when a woman asks a question, it doesn't necessarily mean she wants an answer. Does all of this mean that men and women are hopelessly handicapped when it comes to communication? No. But an understanding of each other's natures is a big step to effective communication. The husband who said he could read his wife like a book only showed how ignorant he really is. Women are far more complex, far more sensitive to issues than men. And men, on the other hand, are born with that desire to protect. Yes, even to dominate. It's all part of our natures. Learning to love each other and meet each other's needs demands an understanding of each other's nature. It is one of the great keys to happiness, one that is well worth taking time to discover. A closing thought. Effective communication consists of having things heard and understood, not simply saying them. And until we learn to hear and understand what the other is saying, we will never ever really have things heard. Do you understand? I hope so. Thanks for listening. I'm Harold Sala. You have just heard Guidelines. You can download what you have just heard by going to the homepage on the web, guidelines.org.